Mark and Judy had been married about 18 years and wanted to find out if counseling could improve their marriage. During the initial sessions, I asked a lot of questions about their relationship to uncover what might be at the heart of their issues. As we met over the following weeks, both claimed there wasn't a specific problem that kept cropping up. In fact, they said they almost never argued. However, they also rarely engaged in any forms of intimacy. Their broader issues, that is, what was causing their lack of intimacy, remained very much under the surface. One day, Mark arrived before Judy and told me that going to therapy was Judy's idea. From his perspective, he was just going through the motions. He already had a girlfriend and was really just working out the best time to leave. He believed his marriage was too far gone, and regardless, he had no interest in fixing it. Therapy, for him, was a way to end their relationship, not a way to repair it. Judy, on the other hand, was committed to turning things around and was completely unaware of Mark's intentions. A lot of couples come to marriage counselors to get permission to leave. One or the other has already made up their minds before the first session, and going to therapy makes it look as though they tried, but it's a way to alleviate their guilt. What's truly unfortunate is that many of their problems could have been solved, and if they don't try, they might end up facing many of the same issues in future relationships. Marriage as an institution seems to be at risk, or at least that's what recent statistics suggest. At present, somewhere between 35% and 50% of marriages are expected to end in divorce at some point, and only about 7 out of 10 couples will make it to their 10th anniversary. Additionally, young people are not flocking to marriage the way they used to. While getting married in the past was something of a rite of passage into adulthood, people today are waiting longer to get married. More couples also seem to regard living together outside of wedlock as a better way to go, possibly because it's less complicated, less restricting, or just less scary because the door is always a little open. For some contemplating marriage, such statistics and social trends can be downright depressing. They suggest that despite how hard we worked to find the right person, we don't have a very good chance of long-term success. Others might take a more cynical perspective. Having grown up with friends living in single-parent households or experiencing that arrangement themselves, they may expect their own marriages to fail. Either way, it's not unreasonable to question whether taking that step makes sense. Maybe the institution is obsolete and no longer relevant to the way we live now. That, of course, is not the case. Being married is still how people prefer to live, and within all cultures, it's one of the most valued institutions. Most of us eventually end up married at least once in our lifetimes, and rare is the totally committed bachelor or bachelorette. Its predominance in our individual and social psyches is demonstrated by how much press the subject receives. As of this writing, an online search of library abstracts cites more than 40,000 specific scientific articles just from the fields of psychology and sociology, and the Amazon.com website lists more than 9,000 books on how to make your marriage better. But if marriage is so cherished and so culturally ingrained, why are couples more likely today to end up divorced? From our perspective, what the statistics actually reveal is not that marriage isn't valued, but that it's much harder today to keep one intact. There's evidence, for example, that relationships have more conflicts nowadays. That's not to say that marriages were happier years ago. The truth is there was probably a lot of suffering in silence. Yet these couples stayed married, mostly because there wasn't much choice if you wanted to be accepted in the community. However, those in the baby boomer and later generations have had to marry in the face of social changes that have made it much easier to walk away. One factor that has worked against the stability of the institution is the adoption of no-fault laws in the late 1960s. As a result of such legislation, couples no longer need to explain why they are divorcing. A marriage can be dissolved for any reason or no reason at all. However, as an unintended consequence, the government has actually helped to legitimize divorce.